Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
I do want to get to these Astros. 713-572-4610. Have you jumped off the ship? Have you stepped off? Are you out? Or I think tonight should be the last stand. Give them Hunter Brown. All right? Give them Hunter. They get Hunter Brown, they can get going. I do want to get there, but Sunday, listen, Sunday should be fun. As Legarius Sneed has already woken up Nico Collins, I believe, by Wednesday. Reporters in Tennessee asked Legarius Sneed his thoughts on Nico Collins. Tyler, he hit him with a who? Then the fella thought of, maybe he didn't hear me, he said Nico Collins. He said who? Second time, then said, all right, see you. They asked Nico about it. Nico forgot where he was. Just cussed a couple of times within his response. Said he's a dog. I don't talk much. I just play. Line that ass up. This should be fun with those two.
Well, look, we need to hear somebody get heated. I like heated Nico. I tell you, man, I said this in the break. I'll bring it to there. Ron, I just want to know who these cats are, man. I feel like the way that really I think it's Nick Caserio, to be completely honest with you. I think it's the way that they run their shop, which is fine. I'm not complaining for everybody, all the sensitive Sallys out there. I'm not complaining. I'm wishing, right? Wishing, hoping and wishing. Like I would be shocked if CJ Stroud and Nico Collins, those are the two that really matter, but I think there's more of them, but those are the two that I care about. I bet they are totally different dudes than what we've been covering for 3 years now, 4 years.
You know, behind closed doors, the other.
Yeah, like right there, like Nico Collins. I mean,
do you think they're being stifled, or do you think they're choosing?
I think they've all been trained in a way of put a muzzle on, shut up, do your job, and I think there is a personality behind each one of these guys. I think there's CJ's is as bad as I've ever listened to constantly. Of it just seems like I just want to know CJ. I want to know more. I want CJ to take a deep breath. And just break bread, man. I'm not saying you got to let the cat out of the bag and you got to be more transparent. I'm talking about deep breath, enough with the Sunday school lessons, enough with the feel-good stories and all
that. You don't think that's just him?
No, I don't. I think that is part of him, yes. I think CJ has a very strong spiritual side that is very, very important to him and as well it should be. But it doesn't, it just seems like there's a lot of putting on. It seems like there's a lot of let me talk you into who I am or what I'm doing or talk instead of just be, take a deep breath and be you. And I think there's some of that with Nico as well. Now Nico's is not, you know, his obviously is not as spiritual.
Yeah, he seemed
driven.
To be just chill. He seemed like he don't. He just.
But like right there, like he let his guard down for a minute. And was like, shoot. I mean, I'm a dog. What the hell are you talking about? And then he went, oh my bad. My, like you know what I mean? Just like, I don't know, man. I just feel like there's been a muzzle on these guys, and I would like to just have a real raw conversation, or to hear it. Maybe it's I'm not the guy. I'm not saying I'm the guy. I'm just saying in general, like I would love to hear just like I've heard some spots with C.J. Stroud. Whose podcast did he go on where they were sitting on the couch last year?
$1 million. I forgot who it was, but that's the one where he was kind of speaking about Franklin and the linebackers with the Colts. And
no, it wasn't. It was a different one. It was more of an entertainment type deal. And was it
the old Steelers safety? I can't think of Ryan? Right now. Yeah, was it his podcast?
No, that can't be what you've been thinking about, because he would have given you more of that. I think they were $1 million or something.
But anyway, the point is that CJ right there like seemed to be the real CJ, and that's not who we get in a post game in a presser every week. It's more like putting on, trying to teach a lesson, trying to convince of something, versus just that dude that was sitting on that couch. And teach their own. I mean, look, teach their own. I personally yearn for more of like what we just heard from Nico. Like, who the hell does he think he is? I'm a dog. Let's line it up and do this thing then. Like, there's nothing wrong with it. I'd like to see and hear more of it.
Yeah, I think there are some guys that, you know, adhere to the way that the organization wants to do business. I think there are some guys who want to put forth a certain look of how people view them. I think there are certain people who want to do that. There are certain people who are listening. All right, let's not say nothing. Let me nip it. And then I think there are some people who just like that. Just don't are private and just don't want.
Well, like when Jimmy Ward speaks, like there ain't no doubt. Like whatever's coming out of Jimmy Ward's mouth is exactly what he's thinking. And I just prefer that genuine, authentic stuff instead of, it seems like everybody's always so guarded with what they're going to say. Instead of just, now I'll tell you another one's not, Will Anderson ain't. Yeah. Now he may be toeing the line a bit, but Will Anderson is speaking straight from the heart, baby. I mean, it's coming directly from the heart. There ain't no muzzle there. It's real.
Some guy like Derek, honest to God, I think for me, CJ comes off the way Derek Jeter and Kobe did at first, where there's a persona that they want to show, and that's what they're going to show you. And they don't feel like, all right, I ain't going to give you who the hell I am. Like,
yeah, I mean,
CJ made, I don't know if that's the feel I get. Like, there's a certain persona that some guys want to have shown, and that's what they're going to show.
So. Teach their own. I'm not judging them because of it. I just wish I had more of the raw. Just
$1 million worth of game. I think that was the podcast that CJ was on, where he was on the couch. I think because that's where he gave his top five quarterbacks on the couch, and I think left Dak off or something. I think that was it. No, by the way, some people text in. I said if you're still on the boat, someone texted in and said, I'm so far off the thing, I need a life raft.
Off what boat?
The Astros. Have you jumped on off?
Oh, hell.
You jumped off. They did. I quit
them last night.
You quit last night was your end?
I quit them. I don't know if it's going to be my end or not. They win a couple games, I'll get back in.
If you quit them.
No, I'm just talking about last night. I mean, I went straight to the DVR. I went straight to Interrogation Raw. I went straight to the Investigative Discovery Channel last night, directly to it.
Yeah. Tyler, you quit them?
First inning.
You done?
Christian
Javier.
Are you
giving one more stand?
Never quit, but them last breaths are gasping at the moment. Hey, never quit, though.
Hunter
you're fighting for oxygen at the moment, huh?
They got to win tonight. All right, let's talk to our guy, B. Scott. A little Texans report. A lot going on. Cannot wait to get his thoughts on everything surrounding the Texans. B. Scott coming up next.